there is obviously a level of disappointment in not winning the competition, because that's what I went in there to do. But no, you know, I've accepted it. I've learned a lot from the competition, and I'm happy to, you know, leave it as an experience that I'll take with me forever.
Now, Lord Sugar says you didn't show a spark of genius.
I don't agree with that. He didn't. I think, yeah, the fact that Lord Sugar's kept me in there till week 9 shows that he has seen something in me. And, you know, I think maybe it's not so much that I haven't had a chance to shine. It's just that there was very, very strong contestants against me in that particular boardroom. And it's unfortunate that we were all in there, but unfortunately one of us had to go, and it was me.
Do you think you did well to stay in that long, especially after week 2?
I think week 2 was a particularly hard week. You know, after week 1, the girls were on such a high. We had such a great, you know, great teamwork, and we beat the boys. And you know, in week 2, it's really where the personalities come out. And there's a great group of girls this year. They're all very talented, very strong personalities. And, you know, I had the biggest group when I didn't actually know. You know, we didn't really get to know each other by that point. So it's quite hard positioning people. And I think any manager would have had quite a hard time that week. But it was as it was, and obviously he did see something in me in that boardroom to know that it wasn't, you know, essentially my fault. But what I think he mentioned he liked about me was the fact that I am there to learn, and, you know, be it that I made mistakes, I admitted them, and that's the whole point of the process.
Let's talk about some of the people's personalities then.
Okay.
You first. You've got quite a foul mouth on you.
Do you know, the funniest thing is, anyone who knows me would completely disagree with you. I actually do my best in normal life to speak as well as I can. I don't tend to use that sort of language. So, you know, watching it back for me and my family, it's been quite an experience watching what pressure can do to people. But no, it's really not how I am. It's not how I compose myself in real life at all.
When you were in Germany, you complained about Stella's behaviour towards you being outrageous, and you thought you were being screwed over. How do you feel about the way Stella reacted to you?
You know, I think just in my experience, when somebody says that they're going to do something, or when you organise something in business, I tend to think that the most professional thing is to leave that be if it's an arrangement. You know, we are under enormous pressure, and the whole point of the task is obviously to win as a team, and that's what I was trying to do. But obviously when you have a chance to shine individually, that's very important in The Apprentice. So the fact that it was changed at the last minute probably threw me off a little bit. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a personal thing against Stella. I think she's a great contestant, and you know, obviously she managed the task well because we won. So, you know, I wouldn't say that it probably came across as how I do feel, but it was probably just a little bit of frustration.
Did Stella and Liz, though, in this task, show some big weaknesses that we haven't really seen yet?
I think the negotiation task is a brilliant one. It's one of my favourites in the past series because it really does test you. It tests all of your skill set. It tests your, you know, your personal skills with people. It tests, you know, your ability to know when to be cheeky, when to push it a little bit more. And I think, you know, in this task, Stella and Liz have remained very professional throughout it. And I think it's something that came up in the boardroom, that it is a time to maybe push the barriers a little bit. You've got to play with people a bit in negotiating. So, no, maybe Stella especially. I can't comment much on Liz. I didn't work with her. But Stella was very, very professional throughout. And I think, you know, maybe a little mistake in this task is that she was a little too professional. She wasn't quite willing to step over the mark when she felt people were feeling uncomfortable. But that's something I'm sure that she'll take with me. It's something I certainly will myself. And that's why the boys won. They out-negotiated us.
Is that where this task went wrong? Because you girls were quibbling over £1 or £2 here and there, and they were getting huge amounts knocked off prices.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think our strategy at the beginning was very much focused on finding the products. And when we did that, there was a level of excitement that perhaps overlooked the fact that the task was about negotiating. It wasn't about finding. So that's something that the boys, you know, they really did very well on the actual negotiating. Jamie had a good strategy to make it very personal, to create stories. And, you know, as well as being very amusing to watch, I think they had a great way about it. And obviously that's why they won. They managed to negotiate some great prices.
Now, truffles.
Truffles. Pain of my life. Yeah, I think truffles will stay with me forever.
Can you look at one?
I can, yeah. I actually had some truffles the other day, and I hadn't eaten them before this episode. They're very nice. But I didn't pay £200 for them.
Okay, fair enough. Stuart Baggs. You got on quite well with Stuart.
Yeah, I did. Stuart's a good guy. I think most people did. You know, it's a shame that they can't show all of the 2 days' footage within an hour, because Stuart was, you know, he was quite a character in the house. And when you get to the later stages, you do all get to know each other very well. And I'd say as a group, we gelled very well. You know, personally, I really respected everyone there. But no, Stuart's a great character. He's a good candidate.
Who needs to go next?
Honestly, I do think this year we've got a very strong bunch, which is, you know, it was evident in my boardroom that there's some people who've done some pretty amazing things. We've broken quite a few records this year. So, no, I think it's going to be a very, very tough decision for Lord Sugar. I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
You have to pick a winner, though.
Oh, I don't know. I do not. Lord Sugar has to pick a winner. I think there's going to be some very, very competitive final interviews this year.
Come on, give me a prediction.
Oh, I couldn't possibly. I think, honestly, as far as picking one name, I honestly couldn't. And like I said, I don't envy Lord Sugar for that decision. But I think there's certainly some ones to watch. I think, you know, Jamie and Chris are going to be very strong people to beat. But also the girls, you know, the boys have probably been a little bit more up and down this series. They've had a bit more of an experience, you know, perhaps a bit more time in the boardroom, a little bit more, you know, of an up and down, like I said. But the girls have been very consistent. So it's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top.
When you look back, was Lord Sugar right to fire you?
Yeah, I think, like I said, he had a very hard decision. And perhaps I didn't have a chance in the show to show what I actually can do. And that's, you know, what he sees of you is in the boardroom. And I actually wasn't there at all from week two until week nine. And that's where he gets to know a lot of people. You know, some people have been there four times. I was in there twice in the whole series and I was actually fired on the second one. So, you know, it's a blessing and a curse to be in there because he does get to know you a lot more. And maybe Lord Sugar didn't see enough of me to get to know me. He said, I haven't seen you in the last few weeks. So in my opinion, the fact that I wasn't there was, you know, quite good evidence that I did contribute to each task. Nobody brought me in until week nine. But at the same time, you don't get a chance to say your piece as much to him. So, like I said, it was a very hard decision, but I accept that I went.